Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
We spent a considerable amount of time last week talking about this game, the Browns against the worst team in the NFL, the Tennessee Titans, and saying, you know, this could actually be a deciding game in the future of this organization. And, you know, if you don't beat the Tennessee Titans, look out. Well, the Browns didn't beat the Tennessee Titans.
I noticed that.
They looked bad. Somehow the defense gave up 31 points to the worst offense in the NFL. The Browns offense put up plenty of points, just they needed two more. And for whatever it's worth, the Browns have not yet sent out a notice as to what time Kevin Stefanski is speaking today, and we usually get that.
What?
Some.
Oh, Jeff Phelps throwing some conspiracy theory out there.
I'm stating nothing but a fact.
Okay, so wait, let me get this straight. We normally get a press release at what time for what
Dan,
the Browns' agenda
when,
is today, for today?
Dan?
Yeah, about 9:15, 9:30, somewhere in there.
And here we are at 10:04, and we haven't heard anything yet. Is there a chance the internet's out? Are the ITs walking around Berea going, you know what, guys, this one's on me. This one's on me. The IT guys were all in the IT room this morning.
We'll get it fixed.
And this one's, and we'll get it fixed. That's right.
We'll get it fixed.
Yep.
I don't want to be all the IT guys in Berea yet, but I'm just curious. Well, wow.
You know, I think Kevin Stefanski can coach. I also think he and his staff have not overcome a roster that needs some work.
Gentlemen, as you say that, we have gotten the Browns media schedule for the day.
What time is Kevin speaking?
He will be speaking at 1
p.m. Okay. There you go.
Stuck in traffic. Or maybe just a glitch in the system.
Andy, a couple of things we've mentioned. The Tennessee game, you don't win that. It's going to make you think about a lot of things and could be pivotal in the future of this organization. We've also said you don't survive 3-14 followed by whatever it might be, 3-10 right now with 4 games to play, especially against teams that are, you know, really have something to play for. So I, at this point, you tell me, do you agree with this? It would be stunning to me if Kevin is in place as the head coach and this coaching staff is in place a week after the season ends. Unless the marching orders were whatever they
might have
been.
That's it. And then the other part, you know, it's what if they Mangini out here at the end of the season and do something crazy at the end of the season? I'm just throwing hypotheticals. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Jeff, I'm still sitting here stunned that the fact they put themselves in the position for the 2-point conversion, and I'm even more stunned that they took Shedeur Sanders off the field for the final. I stared at the TV afterwards. I'm like, even if you didn't want to use him on the play, how do you? And it's the same feeling we used to get with Nick Chubb. I think you had the same feeling, right? Like, why would he take Nick Chubb off the field on third down? Made no sense at all. It made zero sense. I don't care. They had to blow up the computer of analytics that told him to take Shedeur Sanders off the field if it wasn't a human error. That was absolutely egregious to take him off the field yesterday.
Well,
what did they prove?
Quarterback.
And then you're trying to throw the ball? Why would you want a running back to throw the ball when you have quarterbacks?
They were supposed to pitch it.
Pitch, throw. I want those guys to get the ball and hang on to the ball.
Yeah, he was supposed to handle the football. And you had a quarterback who just took you 80 yards in 7 plays.
Jeff, of all the things that we've sat here and talked about with Kevin Stefanski and all the things, and whether Kevin, I heard you guys yesterday at the beginning of your show, well, maybe Kevin didn't make that call. No, Kevin's the head coach, and he said exactly the right thing when they went to the press conference. It's on me. That was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen this franchise do. Why would you take your quarterback off the field for the conversion? Well, I have no idea. That was dumb.
They've done it before.
Yeah, I get it. It's
worked before, but I couldn't agree more. When we started the postgame show yesterday, Tyvus and I mentioned two things. Forget analytics. Math tells you you're down by 14. You need 2 touchdowns.
Agree. I heard you say this, dude. I thought you were right.
Kick the extra point and go to live another day.
Especially if you're at home.
Yes. Go to live another day. You score again. At the very least, you can tie it with an extra point. And then if you want to go for 2 and try and get the win, go ahead. But that was bad. And why you take a hot quarterback off the field when you need a play, I do not understand.
Jeff, they could have left him on the field as a decoy. He was still on the field. They would have to cover him at that point.
Or Andy, give him the ball and let him make a play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shedeur did a nice job yesterday. Let him finish it off.
I have no idea why they didn't let. I can't stand. Guess what? You have 3 wins. You're not the smartest guy in the room. You're not. None of you are. You're not. We've been watching this since 99. Everybody that sits there and thinks they're the smartest guy in the room, show me your work. Show it to me. How many AFC championships have we seen since 99? How many second? What, one time? You get to the next round? Come on. Just play football. Do your job, right? Isn't that what it is? Just do your job. I'm not asking you to do anything more than that. They outsmarted themselves yesterday, and it is just ridiculous that they took their starting quarterback off the field yesterday, especially when he had 364 yards and a rushing touchdown. Come on. That was just stupid.
I don't get it. Again, I think Kevin can coach. I don't think he's done a great job this year. I don't think his coaching staff has done a great job this year. And, Andy, I hate to say it. At this point, I can't imagine not having changes. And also, it seems as if, it feels as if, especially after yesterday, that this has run its course.
It has.
And sometimes you just make changes because it's time. And that might be what the Browns are looking at right now. I would assume, because I think he can coach. Kevin will be coaching in the NFL next year. If not next year, the year after that. And I think he'll do well. But this one just feels like it's run its course and this situation isn't good. If that's the case, however, don't you make an entire regime change?
I don't know. I hear everybody say, what did Andrew Berry do with the draft? What did he do with the draft? What did he do with the draft? When you take
this draft was good.
It was good. But when you take three first round picks away from anyone, there's no way you're going to look good when it's all said and done if the guy you brought in doesn't pay off. So, if he wasn't the reason that they brought Deshaun in, I think he gets another year. I do. I'm still a little perturbed over the fact they made a trade in the beginning of the season and the general manager didn't come out and talk about it. That's not on the head coach. That's not. It's on the general manager. Like, why didn't you speak after you traded Joe Flacco? I'm not going to let that go. I can't. And by the way, doesn't it feel like everything ended there too? They trade Flacco and all of a sudden it's like, oh, Kevin Stefanski's to the right, Andrew Berry's to the left for a group of guys that were thought partners, all of them. Or maybe, you know, this is why Paul DePodesta saw the writing on the wall. He's the one that put the wall up in the first place. A lot of things going on here don't make sense. I don't know what the future is going to look like. I do think, and I know people will hate me for this, I think Kevin's going to be a good coach somewhere else. It's not here.
I think so, too.
And yesterday was the day it kind of just... I don't wish any ill will on him. I don't know that I've ever said, oh, I want a guy fired. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. It really reminds me of the Eric Wedge press conference that I always talk about where, you know, they asked Mark Shapiro, hey, what kind of manager do you want? While Eric Wedge is sitting in the dais saying he was done at the end of the season. He goes, well, I want a manager like Eric Wedge. And I'm like, then why would you fire him? I get that. But this is not working for Kevin. It's not. And, you know, maybe you get a break somewhere else, but he is not, it's not working here. And it's just, I hate to say, I like Kevin. I'm not going to lie. And I just feel like after yesterday's game, I'm like, this is just not working. And he'll have success somewhere else. And I'll like him somewhere else. I'll be bummed if he beats the Browns. But I think he's going to have success somewhere else. It's just not working here.
I agree with you. And we said it. We set it up during the week. This game was pivotal, I think, for the future of the organization. If they had gone out and had won the football game 27-4, two safeties, 27-10, and done what they were supposed to do. To me, the big culprit yesterday is the defense.
Yeah, talking about that yesterday?
You gave up 31 points to a team that was averaging 14.2 points a game. Worst scoring offense in football. Worst yardage offense in football. 242 yards per game. And wasn't running the ball real well. They were 26th in rushing. And Tony Pollard looked like a Hall of Famer.
He did, didn't he?
He looked great.
How did that happen?
Off a couple of big runs, almost untouched. I mean, if you're Jim Schwartz, you're thinking, what the hey is going on here? You know, I mean, does Jim Schwartz not know how to coordinate a defense because he got shredded by Tennessee? No, of course he does. He's a hell of a defensive coordinator. But look what happened yesterday. I mean, that's just bizarre.
I can't get over he took Shador off the field for the conversion. It just doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense to me either.
None.
Does anything about what happened yesterday make sense to you, folks? And where does this go from here? 216-474-0092. Kevin will speak at 1 o'clock, and we'll hear him right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.